Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and my co-host is David Linden today.
Good morning.
And we just finished a wonderful interview with a young man representing a wonderful young man with a wonderful family who's moving forward in a business, but it's a life event. It was very interesting.
The whole family's involved.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. And that's what happens. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. You meet somebody. I mean, I met him in Restaurant Depot and just, I tried it. And I usually don't try this stuff because I don't eat meat. And most of the stuff has meat in it. So they were all vegetable, tried it, it was delicious. And I'm sure he didn't think I was ever going to be honest. I said, there's a radio show in town if you want to come on it, because he was involved with his grandfather. Nevertheless, we now have Cindy Roth with us.
You're so lucky.
And Cindy is with the Viscotti Center, and she's the director, vice president of business development. And it's what we're going to be talking about today is assistive technologies for seniors and in improving a quality of life. And it's funny because when I was looking at the stuff, I started reading it too fast, and I'm saying, technology is tough for seniors. So assistive technology, and then as I read through it,
right,
I realized what you were talking about.
Correct.
So let's start everybody off with hello first, Cindy.
Hello, and I also have a wonderful family.
Good. Okay, this is important.
I just wanted you to know that.
See what Lenny started here?
And he was very good, by the way.
It was.
I enjoyed listening. It was very good.
You don't want to say it sounds old. So nice. You want to say he was sweet, and that's a terrible thing. He's a 19-year-old guy.
But, yeah. He was very delightful. So I'm here again, which is delightful to be with you. And I wanted to bring some information to seniors today regarding assistive technologies. I understand the word technologies throws everybody for a loop. Number one, it doesn't have to. Number two, we're talking about things that could be as simplistic as reading glasses,
right,
which are considered assistive technology, and hearing devices. And I said this the last time I was here. If you know that you're having difficulty hearing, go have your hearing checked, because people who spend a lot of time in their own heads are very prone to dementia and Alzheimer's. So now you have to think about what's worse. Does your vanity take over and you become so vain that you develop dementia? Or are you going to be a smart senior and be evaluated and be able to wear assistive technology? It doesn't have to be as expensive as people talk about. It's not, some of them are really not pretty, but you know what? You need to hear.
Right.
You need to see and you need to hear. Fundamentals. So with that pitch, no, I'm not selling hearing aids.
No.
So with that pitch, I just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the issues that we have with seniors in a home environment. We want everybody to stay home if that's where they want to be as they age.
Right.
And in order to do that, you have to do it safely, and you have to do it knowing that you're going to be able to continue living at home. So there are some very simplistic technologies that can help. For example, how sometimes we can't lift our arms high enough to reach our backs to wash it in the shower.
Right.
So they have these little loofahs that are on sticks that are not expensive. And be aware of mold on it. Throw it out and buy a new one. They're cheap. They're not
mold
expensive.
Mold on the loofah or your back?
Mold on the loofah.
Oh, okay,
because
okay,
if you have
okay.
mold on the loofah, John, okay. you're going to have mold on your back. So you want to be very careful.
Yes.
About, you don't want to grow that way.
Yeah, stay upwind of him.
Really, it doesn't look good. So you want to be able to take care of that. You also want to plan for the future. There are some things that you can do, like lighting that you can clap on, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're getting out of bed, especially at night, please remember to tuck your slippers or whatever you wear on your way to the bathroom. We're all going to the bathroom at night. We all know about that. So tuck your slippers under the bed or under a table where they're out of the way, and make sure you have lighting that will allow you to go to the bathroom. Keep a night light in the bathroom. If it's automatic, it only works when it's dark. So if you turn the light on, it goes out. During the day, it goes out. And it doesn't take any electricity to speak of. You're not paying extra. There are all kinds of technologies, some that simplistic, and some a little bit more sophisticated. For example, some seniors have difficulty remembering when to take their medication. You can get these little devices that you can put your medication in, and it will ding, or you can set the ringtone, whatever you want. Your children can set the ringtone. Your grandchildren can set the ringtone. And it tells you that you're due to take medication.
Interesting. That's huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are huge things. There's new technology that's not yet out, which will allow you to know if you're a caregiver, whether the person for whom you are caring has actually swallowed the medication, which is a big deal because some seniors like to hoard medication. They don't like to take it for whatever the reasons. This technology will not be inexpensive. It could be life-saving. And it's something that will be out in the next couple of years.
Wow. So, just have a question there.
Shoot.
And I'm not good with this. Medicare.
Medicare.
Does Medicare pay for any of these type of... No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's, So I go through this adage of why are we saving our money to give to our children? Mm-hmm. Why are we doing that? Nobody gave us money. There's young people sitting across from me. Nobody, you shouldn't depend on your parents to support you your entire life. So if
I think we should leave the room. I think you're getting a little cranky here.
No. Hey, I'll tell you a wonderful story. Somebody you and I know, I won't mention his name, several years back, bought a car, which is expensive. And his son said, gee, Dad, how much was that? He made me figure, close to $100,000. And the son said, that's awfully expensive. And the father said, I'm spending your inheritance.
That's exactly right. But I would prefer, instead of a $100,000 car, that you do things like put a ramp on your house, get a legitimate builder, and plan for the future. The only room in your home that you really have to transform is your bathroom. Everybody delivers food on Long Island. You don't really need a kitchen, but you do need a bathroom. You need an accessible bathroom with assistive technology that allows you to be able to safely use the facilities. Mm-hmm. That includes handholds. You're not buying them at any one of these retail stores with suction.
No.
You're going to get them and have them put into a stud because it has to be able to hold your body weight when you're just easily moving from one, the bathtub or the sink or the commode. Or if you feel yourself you're going to fall, you're going to hold on to it and you're going to have a jerking motion.
Right.
Which adds a lot of force. And if it's something on suction, you could hit the ground holding on to.
Yeah.
The suction, which has been removed from that handhold. So, you know, we have to be smart about things. Why are we leaving our money to our children? We need to be able to spend money on ourselves that makes our life, the quality of our life, better as we age. And that's a very important thing. We've lived all this time. We've worked all this hard. We've accumulated some money, and now we're not going to spend it?
Let me ask you a question there, and I agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
I talk with clients all the time about this. And some, unfortunately, save it, get taken advantage of somehow.
Absolutely.
At the end, and it's like you hoarded the money,
right?
And you're not buying the right commode or the whatever it's going to be or a higher toilet. Just if you should get it, you rip it out and you spend $1,000 and get the new toilet.
Right.
But there are certain people, and you've come across it too, you just can't get through to them. I don't understand. It's like, why do you have them? I don't want to touch it. Whatever the interest is, I'll use. And you live like this when you can live like this for the next 10 years.
I wonder if that's depression babies. People, I've seen that in people who grew up during the Depression. I did. I mean, I was very young. But
you're much older than I am.
You cut like a knife,
wow,
Cindy.
Good for you. I figure if you have to say it,
go for it.
It's not that you look it or act it, but if you're a depression baby, I know you're older. Thank God I found somebody older than I.
Yeah.
You know?
But the adult children should be the ones pushing.
That's right.
Where it should come in.
That's right.
The son or the daughter should say, Ma, Dad, what are you doing? Get a new car, get this thing fixed, get a rug that's proper.
Absolutely.
Get that thing that goes up and down the stairs.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know what
you
call
lift,
it. The chair lift.
The chair lift.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's more than that. Lighting under stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't afford a chairlift. But everybody can afford to put some lighting mm-hmm. under the riser, which will light up the stairs at night. Make sure there's a light that goes on automatically over the stairs. Most people have one handrail on the stairs. Put a second handrail. Absolutely. You can balance yourself much better. You know, and it's important because if you fall, it's not a pretty picture.
Well, that's the consequence. People don't pay attention.
People don't pay attention.
And then you're in the hospital with a broken hip at the age of 75 or 80, and recovery is not.
That's recovery is not easy.
It's not easy, right?
That's and the then word. Why do you have your house if you're not living in it and you're living in some rehab?
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So then you have issues of in-the-home scatter rugs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has scatter rugs. That whole generation before me, David, is that you? That whole generation before me.
I don't want
me,
them. Talk to my wife.
No, you got to get rid of them because they change the surface of the flooring. It changes the levels. And if you're carrying things or you don't have your glasses on or whatever the case may be, you could just as easily slip and fall on a scatter rug as you can a wet bathroom floor.
Yeah.
So, you know, these things have to make sense. They have to be logical. And don't say you can't afford it. It's like, do you remember the Golden Girls series where one of them used to walk around with the purse? She never spent any money, but she never bought anything because she was hanging on to that purse for dear life. I think a lot of seniors are afraid their money's going to run out.
Right.
Yes. That's a constant fear. So you outlive your money.
You outlive your money. It's not going to happen that way. It very seldom happens that way. But they're so afraid. They live in fear. And when you live in fear, you have no quality to life. And that's ridiculous.
I agree. And you've struggled and you've turned around at the age of 75, 80, 85, 90. What you've done for the ones underneath you, that you deserve it. And yet you're right. They'll sit in the dark.
They're going like this
trying to read. It's radio. You know, you're trying to read something. It's like, get a Kindle with the big blown up.
This is more than just an on-off. This is something that's electronic that I actually have to carry and use. Listen, I have a 94-year-old mother, and she is fabulous. There is not a spider alive in the city of Pittsburgh. She cleans. She does everything. She is just a fantastic woman. If you give her a cell phone, she would have a nervous breakdown because I tried. Okay. I bought her a Cricket. And here, as healthy and as vibrant as she is, she's terrified of technology.
Right. I can't, you know. We're going to hold that. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're talking with Cindy Roth from the Viscotti Center. We'll be right back.